Well, good morning, everybody. Your Pope Trivia of the Week. Today, of course, is the Feast of the Assumption of the Blessed Mother. And only one Pope has died on this beautiful feast day of Our Lady, and that was Pope Pius II. He was the 210th Pope. Of course, we're now on number 266. And he died on this day in the year 1464. And so there's your Pope Trivia of the Week. Now, do we have any Episcopalians with us? Good, I can tell this joke. My uncle is an Episcopalian priest, so I feel I have a license to tell such a joke. Anyway, the joke goes this way. There was this Episcopalian priest, and he was one day out for a walk, and he comes upon this group of kids, and they've got these new little puppies, brand new puppies. And the priest, the Episcopalian priest, he looks at the kids and he says, "Boys and girls, what type of puppies are those?" And they say, "Well, they're Episcopalian puppies." And the Episcopalian priest says, "Oh my gosh, that's wonderful. I can't wait," because he goes, "2 weeks from now, my bishop, my boss is coming. So I'm going to take him over here and I'm going to impress my bishop." And so 2 weeks go by. He says, "Bishop, come with me for a walk." They walk out to the same spot and those kids are there again. And the puppies are there. And the priest, the Episcopal priest, he says, "You know, I can't wait. I'm going to show off." He says, "Watch this." He says, "Kids, what type of puppies are those?" He said, "Well," they said, "well, they're Catholic puppies." And the Episcopal priest, "What are you talking about? You told me 2 weeks ago they're Episcopalian puppies." And the kids say, "Well, now their eyes are opened." All right. Anyway, I mean, no disrespect, you know. I won't tell my uncle that I told the joke. Folks, today I'm thinking about the Assumption of our Blessed Mother. Of course, what a great weekend we've had. Yesterday we went on a pilgrimage, had a nice full bus. We went to Holy Spirit Center over there in Cincinnati, a wonderful place. It was like heaven on earth, and celebrated Our Lady and her home there. And then we had our beautiful food truck faith fair. Yesterday evening, I thought it was pretty good turnout for the first time, and it really went beautifully. I think I got two people at my booth who may very well become Catholic as a consequence, which is wonderful. And then last night, until after midnight, we were in the church with our Blessed Mother. The Hispanic community prepared this beautiful Our Lady. It was such a powerful prayer last night. It was beautiful. And we were getting ready for this feast day that we're celebrating today, which is the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. We have a Heavenly Mother, and praise the Lord. Now, I don't normally use props in my homilies, but today I make an exception. And here's a balloon. And usually, of course, this feast day falls during the school or during the weekdays, so the kids have seen this before. But this is the Jesus balloon. God is number one. Jesus is God, ergo number one. All right? And Jesus, on his own, is able to ascend into heaven, right? Watch, boom, on his own. We have a depiction of that right here above our high altar at this glorious church, that Jesus, because he is God, ascends into heaven. We talk about the ascension of Jesus, which happens, of course, 50 days after Easter. Now, what about the Assumption of the Blessed Mother? Aha! Here is our Blessed Mother balloon. Blue because it's her favorite color. Now, Mary is not God. And Mary, therefore, is not able to ascend to heaven as Jesus does. But the good news is that the Blessed Virgin Mary is grafted onto our Lord. And think about this for a second. God got to design his own mother, which is really quite extraordinary. And he made her to be the most beautiful, most wonderful, most grace-filled, most holy woman, such that we would all be attracted to her. But watch what happens. See, Mary is assumed into heaven, body and soul. The inside of the balloon would be the soul. The balloon itself would be the body. The Blessed Virgin Mary assumed body and soul into heaven. When we die, our souls either go to heaven, to purgatory, or to hell. But our bodies remain here. Of course, at the second coming, our bodies, the bodies of all those in heaven, will be reunited with the soul. Beautiful. But for now, the only bodies we know of for sure that are in heaven would be that of Jesus and Mary. And notice when they're going up here, she is assumed not by her own power. She doesn't have helium. The helium is like divinity. She doesn't have it because she's not God. She is the mother of God, immaculately conceived, but not God. Jesus, fully God, fully man. Mary, fully human, zero God, 0% God. So watch out for this. Look at this. When they're going up there, who's closer to us down below? The Blessed Mother. And when Jesus came to earth, when he came from up there to down here, he came through Mary. When we go up there, we go through Mary. And she's closer to us. So many people tell me, Father, it's easier for me to relate to the Blessed Mother because she was one of us in a perfect, Jesus was too, but she was not God. She is not God. And that she, who is all beautiful, all holy, all wonderful, all awesome, all immaculate, all everything we could ever want, we fly unto her, like the Memorare says, we fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. And so we go to the Blessed Mother because she will lift us up to the Lord. Isn't that extraordinary? If I had more balloons, I would attach us to her. Except for the fact that the balloon would be the actual rubber would be the body. But like, she lifts us up. She brings us up to Jesus. There's nothing more that Blessed Mother wants to do than to wrap her mantle around us, to hold us, to grab our hand, and to say, come with me to my son. Come with me to Jesus. And folks, we get bogged down with the minutiae of daily life and the routines and all the different things. And life can be a bit of a quagmire from time to time. But we need to be lifted up. And our Blessed Mother, not on her own power, but using the power of Christ, the power of God himself, lifts us up after she wraps her mantle around us. And now, my friends, here's the big thing. We must have a good devotion to Our Lady. I pray all the time in my rosaries that all Christians will have a greater devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Not for her glory, for his. Because Mary wants nothing more than to bring us to heaven, to be with Jesus, in Jesus forever. And so praise our Lord that he gave us this most wonderful mother, and that today we celebrate that it's our feast day too, because she was assumed by the power of Christ to heaven, and we who remain under her mantle are likewise assumed with her to heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.